There's a new effort to build a white supremacist compound in the Northwest. The Southern Poverty Law Center reported that a man in remote North Idaho has been developing property to revive the neo-Nazi presence there. Jessica Robinson reports on what the attempt reveals about the state of the radical right-wing movement. And a warning to listeners, this story does include some disturbing language.
Sean Winkler's beliefs are no secret in North Idaho. The 34-year-old was a protege of Richard Butler, the former leader of the Aryan Nations, once headquartered here. More recently, Winkler has picketed Mexican restaurants and a Martin Luther King Day event in Coeur d'Alene. So when Winkler announced he was running for county sheriff, photojournalist Matt McKnight asked to meet with him.
I met him there at his property. It was pretty obvious to me that what he's after is building a compound, having that compound for people to live on.
McKnight met with Winkler four times at his property in the Hoodoo Mountains of North Idaho last spring. He was invited to photograph a cross-burning and family barbecue the Winklers regularly host. And one Saturday, McKnight got permission to record Winkler's sermon at a fireside gathering.
The bad, evil, rotten Jew is behind a lot of things. We look at the media, we look at society in general, we look at even our public school system.
In the recording, Winkler and his wife Shaylin trade off finding passages in the Bible that they feel justify their anti-Semitism. Winkler's young daughter can be heard in the background following along in her own Bible. Again, Matt McKnight.
He feels like this minority of people in northern Idaho needs to be together and they need to practice their beliefs and plan for the future together.
McKnight's experiences brought key information to a report by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The watchdog group found Sean Winkler was trying to build a new compound in the vein of the Aryan Nation stronghold. Mark Potok is the editor of the center's investigative magazine. Speaking by Skype, he said Winkler's activities are a concern because the old Aryan Nations compound was an important meeting place for racial extremists.
In other words, we would see Klansmen, we would see neo-Nazis, we would see so-called patriots, racist skinheads, and all kinds of people essentially making connections.
But Potok's group also found something else. Winkler had logged his property without permission. He had violated state land use rules on sewage, and he had stopped making payments. The property is now going into foreclosure. Voters also rejected Winkler's bid for sheriff. Potok says Winkler epitomizes the contradiction now facing right-wing extremists. On the one hand, there are many more groups than there were a decade ago, galvanized by the election and re-election of President Obama. On the other hand, Potok says the movement is rudderless.
So we have tiny little groups of people claiming to be the real heirs of Richard Butler and the original Aryan Nations. But none of them has had any real success at all, and this simply looks like the latest failed attempt.
One person who agrees that the white supremacy movement is fractured is Sean Winkler. We reached him on his cell phone. He confirmed that he hopes to provide a new meeting place for like-minded separatists and says he's looking at another property in North Idaho.
It's kind of our job to carry on the legacy, if you will, and the means to carry on the fight and struggle for the future of the white race.
But locals doubt Winkler will get a compound up and running. Tony Stewart is a longtime human rights leader in North Idaho, an area that's struggled to shed the infamy of the Aryan Nations. Stewart thinks Winkler's effort is a sign, but not a sign that history will repeat itself.
The story there for me is that he has failed at this attempt. That's the real story today.
Winkler's property is scheduled to be auctioned off in January. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.